I do believe this to be true, and just like me, I believe you are capable of far more than you may be currently accomplishing. I know you are scared. I was too. I still am, honestly. Whether it's coaching, speaking, training, podcasting, or even writing this blog, I am putting myself out there every day. My hope, again, is that this blog gives you the courage to start doing the same. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Next Level Audio Blog. I am your host, Alan Lazarus. The purpose of this audio blog is to teach you a formulaic approach of how to achieve your goals and dreams. In the self-help space, the self-improvement space, there's a lot of talk about why you do what you do. There's a lot of talk about what you want to accomplish, but there's not enough talk, in my opinion, of the how to. That is what this blog is about. And I thought to myself, you know what, Alan, you love audiobooks. You love learning while you're on the road. You love learning while you're doing things with your hands around the house. Why not create this blog into an audio blog that people can listen to in their pocket from wherever they are, anywhere on the planet, completely free, so that you can accomplish things while you're learning? That's where this audio blog was born. Thank you so much for joining me. And let's dive in. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Next Level Audio Blog for episode 3, How to Express Uncomfortable Truths. Now, I want you to keep in mind that the show notes will have all the information that you need. It will have the accompanying article. It will also have the accompanying images. I'm going to read the blog to you in sort of the audiobook, audio blog format, obviously. And I want you to check out the show notes to make sure that you can see the pictures, because a picture is worth 1,000 words, and I want to make sure that you're really seeing the images. That said, I will also describe the images a little bit for those of you who are in the car who are doing other things. Maybe you're doing dishes, maybe you're driving, maybe you're doing laundry, whatever. I love the fact that you can consume these blogs while also accomplishing other productive work. And so if you can't pull up the show notes because you're driving, I will articulate what the images actually have in them. Okay, here we go. Thank you again for listening. Okay, audio blog episode number 3, How to Express Uncomfortable Truths. I will never forget when my beautiful girlfriend Emilia taught me the concept of the truth dial. She was trying to help me become a more impactful leader and gave me hard feedback. She said, Alan, you've been conditioned to suppress your truth to protect others from their insecurities, but you can't lead or help others grow without the courage to express uncomfortable things. Since then, I have realized I am not alone. After thousands of coaching sessions with people all over the world, I know this is not just a problem I have, but something with which everyone struggles. Whether it is telling your child Santa isn't real, or letting your spouse know you disagree with your family's religious beliefs, expressing uncomfortable truths is extremely challenging. In figure 1 above, you will see what I refer to as the truth dial. For those of you who are listening and can't see the image, it's essentially just think of like a thermostat, but on someone's heart. And there's like a figure of a person with the thermostat on the heart. It goes from 0 to 10. It goes from red, yellow, and then green. Green means you're fully expressed. Red means you're fully suppressed. Okay? Kind of like the dial on a stove. So let's jump back in. In figure 1 above, you will see what I refer to as the truth dial. And it is a gauge of how expressed you are. It is similar to a light dimmer that goes from 0 to 10. 0 represents full suppression, and 10 represents full expression. The more you dial up your expression, the brighter you will become. This is a great analogy for anyone living outside of their truth. Remember that time you wanted to express something uncomfortable to your boss, but you didn't? Or that time you wanted to tell your mom how strongly you disagree, but instead you held it inside? That is the opposite of self-expression. That is actually self-suppression, and it is far more common than you think. You see, this happens constantly. We walk around suppressing our truth around others we are afraid to offend because we are afraid they will not like us or we will not fit in. We are afraid they will judge us harshly, make fun of us, or gossip behind our backs. So instead of trusting our truth and risking vulnerability, we suppress it and tell ourselves a story that we are just protecting them. We say, it's just not worth it, or they wouldn't understand anyway, instead of putting ourselves out there. The simple truth is we are scared. We do not like confrontation because we have been so hurt in the past, and instead of being courageous and stepping into the person we aspire to be, we shell up and dim our own light. Instead of living in the truth, even when it is challenging, we slowly shrink ourselves to stay small and safe. After all, a dim light does not challenge anyone or anything, and that is exactly where we are most comfortable. Years ago, I came up with a specific phrase to help me remember the dangers of suppressing my truth. The suppression of self-expression leads to depression. It means that when we are not fully expressing ourselves, we become deeply unfulfilled. And if we are not careful, this can catalyze a dangerous downward spiral. Often, we start seeking unhealthy behaviors like overeating, drugs, or alcohol to compensate, which dims our light even more as we shrink further into darkness. We unconsciously start surrounding ourselves with others who are doing the same. If we remain on this downward trajectory for too long, anyone we come across who is living in their truth becomes too bright for us. Think of it as leaving a dark theater after a long movie and stepping back into the sunlight. It can feel blinding and overwhelming. Similarly, if you dim your light for too long and get used to avoiding hard truths and constructive feedback, your ability to handle that will atrophy. You may get to a point where you cannot handle much truth, if any, and you might become the person others actually have to tiptoe around. All right, so now there's an image of me. So it's figure two. I named it Unfulfilled Alan, and it's just an image of me at my absolute worst. I was 160 pounds, tall, lanky, skinny, fat. I have a drink in my hand. I'm at a party, and I have an ego expression on my face of fake happiness. Just deeply unfulfilled, unhealthy Alan. And for those of you who aren't driving, check out the photo because it, again, a picture's worth a thousand words. Next level listener, what is happening? I just want to ask if you've ever considered our next level group coaching program. We've been doing this program for 2+ years at this stage. We do it every quarter. It's a 90-day program, 10-person group with all of the very best curriculum that we can cram into one 90-day program under health, wealth, and love. If you're looking to get to the next level of your life with other next level people, click the link below to check it out. Figure two is a depiction of my personal downward spiral. While I did not fully understand this at the time, I was avoiding all of my own truth. Deep down, I knew I was not maximizing my potential or living my best life, and I avoided allowing that truth to surface. Instead, I kept pushing it down and surrounding myself with all the wrong persons, places, things, and ideas in an effort to numb my self-disappointment. I will never forget this one specific memory. I was in the theater watching the new Superman movie with a friend. We had gotten dinner earlier that evening, and I had been drinking. Instead of just having a few drinks with dinner, I decided to spike my huge, theater-sized Mountain Dew with Captain Morgan. I knew I was miserable deep down, but it took one specific trigger for all of my truth to surface. During the movie, there is a scene where Superman gets out of the lake shirtless. Figure three below. I'll describe it. It's a picture of, I think his name is Henry Cavill. He's a very well-known actor at this stage. He did the Superman movies and he's in great shape. So he's got a ripped 8-pack. He's jacked. He's just a stud, absolute stud. And there's a picture of him getting out of the lake, that exact scene. After seeing his physique, the feedback was too much and I had to leave the theater. I went to the bathroom by myself and started to cry. I looked in the mirror and realized the man staring back at me was not who I aspired to be anymore. Instead of seeing a bright, confident young man capable of great things, I saw a frail, cowardly, and deeply unfulfilled kid living outside of his truth. I cried alone for quite some time that day, and that experience changed my life's trajectory forever. Not long after that evening in the theater, I got into a car accident that made me question everything even more. This was another massive amount of truth delivered to me all at once. And I once again faced how much I was not living up to my true potential. The car accident is a long story for another blog, but to provide some context, my father passed away in a car accident when he was 28. I was 26 at the time of my car accident, and fortunately, I got the second chance. I got the second chance to turn my life around that he never did. After the accident, I embarked upon a personal development spree. You know those movie montages where you see a character finally getting their life together? It felt a lot like that. But instead of a 10-minute scene, it was a several-year process. I created a vision board, started working out again, and read every personal development book I could get my hands on. Instead of shrinking in fear of offending others, I started facing my fears head on and expressing my truth. I started to behave boldly and with courage, and I even started tracking my habits in little black notebooks every single day. I started putting myself out there again and chasing my dreams. I quit my full-time job and became a fitness model, fitness competitor, and fitness coach. I performed in three fitness competitions over the course of 3 years. I started my own business, created a personal brand, and I started a podcast. Instead of shrinking when others were insecure around me, I stayed bright like the North Star, to be a bright light who inspired and guided others. There's an image of me, figure four, Fulfilled Alan is what I called it. Fulfilled Alan. It's just, in my opinion, it's the best picture that's ever been taken of me. I'm smiling. I'm actually outside of I'm sitting down next to a lake, similar to the Superman photo. And this is the best shape I've ever been in, for sure. And I just look happy, healthy, productive, fulfilled a million times more than the first unfulfilled Alan photo. And to this day, that's the best shape I think I've ever been in, holistically. I need to make something clear. The work I put in was not all great. The transition into this new version of myself came with a lot of growing pains. It was a lot of hard work, and most of my friends did not like the new me. Some were very explicit and even harsh to me about it. My past colleagues and family were not always supportive either. In hindsight, the truth is that very few people really believed in me or what I was doing. There were a lot of lonely nights and days where I questioned myself and my journey. Fortunately, I stuck with it and persevered. I stayed focused and in alignment with my truth and my calling. Why? It was not because I am special or extra courageous, but because I knew for certain the alternative was a life I was unwilling to live any longer. It has been over 8 years since that day in the theater, and I can still remember exactly what it was like to feel regretful and helpless in that moment. Perhaps that is how you are feeling right now. If it is, my hope is that you decide to start dialing up your truth like I did. Have you ever heard the incredible quote by Marianne Williamson? Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? I do believe this to be true, and just like me, I believe you are capable of far more than you may be currently accomplishing. I know you are scared. I was too. I still am, honestly. Whether it's coaching, speaking, training, podcasting, or even writing this blog, I am putting myself out there every day. My hope, again, is that this blog gives you the courage to start doing the same. So, where is your truth dial right now on a scale from 0 to 10? Are you ready to start dialing it up? While I cannot promise it won't be hard or scary, I can promise it will be worth it. The alternative is just too great of a price to pay. Lastly, before I leave you to contemplate this further, I want to share what I end all of my speeches with. I do not wish for you to have an easy life, but a deeply meaningful one. I do not wish for you to take the common path, but the challenging and far more rewarding one. And I do not wish for you to do what makes you happy, but rather to do what makes you great, because what makes you great will make you happy. Dear reader, thank you for taking the time to read this blog. Listener, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this audio blog. That is Episode 3, How to Express Uncomfortable Truths. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. One last thing before we go. I just want to reiterate, if you feel desperate, if you feel like you're struggling, if you feel like you are not excited for your own future, you're in the dark maybe. Maybe you're in the downward spiral. Maybe you're not courageous enough to express your truth. I just want everyone to know, imagine a great fighter, a championship fighter, boxer or UFC fighter, who didn't have the right person in their corner. I want to be the person in your corner. So if you want to coach with me, imagine this is the way that I explain it. I tell this to my clients. I'll literally be thinking about how to help you succeed all throughout my life. I'm always thinking about how can I help my clients build a bigger, better, and brighter future. And if you want someone in your corner who's going to support you, who's going to challenge you, who's going to keep you ignited and motivated, I'm your guy. Thank you again so much for listening. I really appreciate it. The link in the show notes will be to the written blog if you want to check that out, and all of the images and associated figures. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I'll talk to you next time. Dear listener, thank you again for listening to another episode of the Next Level Audio Blog. I do not take it lightly. Your attention is super valuable. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Also, you can visit our website, nextleveluniverse.com, or you can email me. I love to meet my listeners. You can email me at Alan, A-L-A-N, at nextleveluniverse.com, spelt just like it sounds. I would love to meet you. Again, thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you soon.